Suspect in 140 miles per hour chase did not realize cops could catch his Acura. By Amy Furr on September 19, 2019. A man said he did not think the police could catch him after he was arrested for leading them on a 140 miles per hour chase in Lake County, Indiana, this week. A state trooper sitting in his vehicle on the shoulder of I-80 spotted 20-year-old Dino Lorenzo Galliano driving his 2002 Acura at 116 miles per hour in a 55 miles per hour zone. When the trooper pulled into traffic to follow him, Galliano sped up, quickly reaching 140 miles per hour. Reports said Galliano began to swerve in and out of traffic and was driving onto the shoulder. When the trooper was finally able to make him come to a stop, he learned that Galliano was worried about his license and stated that because state police cruisers had V6 engines, he was surprised the trooper was able to catch up to him. However, before he arrested Galliano, the trooper informed him that his police vehicle had a V8 Hemi, not a V6. Reports said Galliano was taken to the Lake County Jail in Crown Point and charged with resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, driving with a suspended license, speeding, unsafe lane movement, and failure to signal lane changes. A similar instance occurred on June 26 when 28-year-old Terrell DeQuan Jones of Gary, Indiana, was arrested after he led officers on a high-speed chase in a stolen minivan with his daughter in the back seat. When a detective with the Lake County Sheriff saw the light blue minivan driving recklessly at the intersection of 25th Avenue and Whitcomb Street, the officer pursued the vehicle, which began to speed up and eventually enter the interstate. However, when the detective lost sight of the vehicle, two officers at an interstate entrance ramp took over the chase. Police said Jones swerved in and out of traffic lanes as the chase continued on towards the town of Lowell. After hitting several other vehicles, Jones reached Lowell's town limits and the vehicle came to an abrupt halt due to damage on one of the front tires. Officers then arrested Jones and found the 6-year-old girl in the back seat of the minivan. Reports said she was taken to a nearby hospital to be evaluated and was released soon after into the care of her mother. Jones was later taken to the Lake County Jail and booked, according to NewTimes.com.